It's SWOPES. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to my podcast. It's Swope So Dope, aka Ellie Swopes. I mean, it's been a little bit since we've had the last podcast, and I've been to New York since then. I've worked on a few projects, and we're about to finalize a few shoots. But to say the least, I'm very excited to be here with you right now because I've got a new mic. It seems that the sound is going to be way better at this point, and we've got really, really awesome things to talk about. I hope you guys are really great, and I know I'm feeling super great, and there's only even better things to happen from exactly that. So today I'm going to get into a few things specifically. I'm going to get into the concept of manifestation and what it means to manifest something. I think a lot of people have the wrong idea about the concept of manifestation, and it's not some kind of magical, mystical kind of situation where you're just kind of conjuring up something out of nowhere. No. Manifestation is really about doing the things that will get you the correct outcome, and it's all about just hitting certain points. And we're also going to talk about patience, how to have patience. Patience is a really important thing to have when pitching, when talking about life, when doing anything really, whether it's your business or your personal, that will really put you in a place of trying to process every situation without becoming bitter, angry, or negative, or kind of misplacing your energy and ruining the situation for yourself. And sometimes we can be in our own way, and we really don't want to be the people in our own way. So we always have to be our own best friend and always make sure that we're always having our own back, because no one else will always have our own back more than us, unless you have a really awesome mom or dad, which I have always been blessed with, but I know some people aren't really. So whoever it is in your family, whoever it is in your life, whatever it may be, regardless, you should always, always, always have your own back. And also, we're going to talk about the concept of pitching yourself, how to pitch yourself to brands or to businesses or to whatever it is. Now, at some point, I've talked about how to start from nothing. One of my YouTube episodes, we're basically talking about the top 10 tips on how to start a business and a brand from nothing. And a lot of people ask me, you know, I've been pitching, I've been doing what I can, why am I not going to hit back? So I think a part of this podcast to me is really to explain to people, like, patience, and also, are you doing the correct things as far as when you are pitching people? So I'm going to go through a few really awesome things throughout this podcast, and I'm just really excited to really do a lot of these because I feel like I have so much more information to share than I haven't even shared yet. And sometimes I get a little nervous about my podcast where I don't think maybe I'll have enough content or something like that, but I don't think that anyone has really said that I've almost overlapped, or I don't even think that sometimes I've run out of ideas. I just think there's so much stuff we can all talk about all the time that people are always trying to figure out. I'm even trying to figure out along the way that we can talk about and figure out together. So manifestation is in the dictionary as display or show by one's acts or appearance, and by evidence or proof. So manifestation really, in different terms, is the concept to do things or pray on it enough and it will happen in front of your eyes. So my concept of manifestation isn't so much about the magical realm of things. It's really just about the actions that you take in order to create the outcomes that are deserved to you. So here are a few steps, in my opinion, that will assist you in manifesting your wonderful, authentic, perfect dreams. So the first step is gratitude. In the morning, the first things I kind of did in order to manifest the things that I really wanted was to write every single morning the three things that I am thankful for. And those three things that you're thankful for are the things that you're probably going to focus on throughout your day. And really genuinely, don't focus too much on what that you lack. Just make sure that you're focusing on what you have, and I think those are the most important things, is just staying positive about that. You just want to be able to raise your energy and not deplete it. So at the end of the night, also making sure that you're writing down or thinking about the best things that happened in your day. And those definitely came to me, most importantly, maybe through a 5-minute journal. And I found that I was shopping with my mom and my brother at some point for, I think it was like on Black Friday or something. My family loves to do that. And my brother saw this book, and it was called A 5-Minute Journal, and I bought it. And literally, it's just basically, like I said, the three things that you're thankful for in the day when you wake up, and then at night, the best things that happened, the three best things that happened. And I wrote that down all the time, basically, and those things kind of felt like that was just what was right and what I was paying attention to. Second, also being present. Make sure that you're being present. The best thing that I did for myself was making sure that I was meditating as much as possible. Meditation is extremely important, and making sure that you're practicing your breathing. I think a lot of people don't realize that you can heal a lot of things about yourself through the way that you breathe. And if you want to do meditation, and if you don't really know how to do it yourself by just breathing and using techniques that you practice by yourself and through what you've read, you can do guided meditations, and apps like Headspace absolutely helped me along my journey of trying to meditate better and to be one with myself and how to think and kind of separate my mind from my person and my soul. Also, something I learned as well is touching with the five senses technique. This technique is a really wonderful, powerful situation to become one within the moment and becoming present. So the five things you see, look at five things you see in front of you. And then next, four things you hear. What are the four things that you hear at that very moment? And then the three things you can feel, the things that you can actually touch with your hands. And then two things you can smell. So what do you smell? What are the foods? What kind of perfume? Whatever the case may be, what do you smell? Maybe something is even bad. Whatever. Connect with it. And then one thing that you taste. So maybe taste the food, you know, whatever. Like get something in your mouth and have a little candy or something. So this five senses technique is going to be something that's really powerful to really pull someone who can't get out of their head into the present moment. And then also, third, in order to manifest, you need to have a visualization of what you're looking for. That means creating a mood board, having a background on your phone or on your laptop or wherever it may be, printing out a picture and having it in front of your workspace, in your office, just having things that are consistently reminding yourself of that's the thing that you're looking for and interested in and just dedicated towards, making sure that that's in front of your face. Because manifestation, like I said, is not some kind of crazy magical thing. It's genuinely just this amazing concept of you being so input in this idea that no matter what you do, that's the outcome that you're gonna get. It's not really that crazy. And then also making sure that you're journaling, write down what you want, always be like, writing down, like, this is the affirmation, this is the present moment, I am worthy, I am ready, I am this, I am whatever. Like, there is no, I can't, there is no, I won't, there is no, I can't wait, there is no, you know, it's all, and there's no, I will, either. There is, I am, and it is, you know, that's really genuinely it. There is no other moment than the present for any affirmation or any kind of thought that you can possibly have. You have to act like you have it. You have to put the genuine full-time effort as if you are the person who is doing this full-time job every day. And like I said, the work will equal the results. You cannot go about pretending that you do something without actually putting the work in, because the work is really what is going to put you in the playing field. And then also, being a good person is going to pull you far beyond you can ever absolutely imagine. I promise that when you pay it forward, and you envision that there is enough bread for absolutely everybody and there is enough food for everybody to eat, that you will get everything back tenfold. You should always act humble and be giving, and always give to someone who, if you are not able to do something, pass on that good deed to someone else who you know is deserving. And those, I genuinely think, are the top few tips from my own experience that would definitely manifest some goodness for you wherever it may be, whether it's a situation, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a business, personal goal, whatever it may be. I'm telling you, manifestation works in plenty of ways, and just connect within whatever you feel is necessary. So I was going to talk about patience before I was going to talk about how to pitch. And I realized, I think that explaining how to pitch is a little more important before telling someone to be patient. Because after you pitch, I think you should be patient. So I'd like to use the brain correctly and tell you exactly how to pitch before I tell you how to be patient. So a part of how to pitch, first and foremost, find the correct contact. Use LinkedIn, find a website for that brand or agency, find the marketing, go to the public relations, and then also find who is within the brand partnerships. That is the person you're going to be contacting, that person specifically is going to be the person who's going to be working with all the influencers, and the person who is, you know, thinking of you and putting you in their pitch decks for the next project, whatever it may be. And don't be secluded to sending just one email. Make sure that you're writing as many emails as possible. So maybe writing an info at whatever that company or agency is, or maybe a PR at that agency or whatever, maybe brand partnerships at whatever. But just make sure that you're doing your research before you're just shooting the shot, because it'll really help you in the end. Also, don't initially add your EPK or your media kit within an email. It's really not that smart to just jump in. Make sure that you're adding your social links at least. And at the end of the day, don't start off being like, I know I don't have the followers, I know I'm new to this, whatever. Like, don't start off with the negative stuff. That's like the worst thing you could possibly do when it comes to presenting yourself in any kind of format. Just always start with the positive things. Know how you will drive a difference to their audience, and how you'll create a different eye and a different perspective. Have a personal experience within whatever you're doing, and also know that there's no perfect moment really to genuinely jump in with anything. I mean, just know that something's authentic to you, something you feel that you can genuinely do, be like passionate about it, and that's gonna really drive you beyond what anyone else can possibly think and do within that. Also, specifically when you are emailing people, like I said, don't just throw your EPK in on an initial email. Make sure that you're connecting your social links. Make sure you have a catchy line. Make sure you've got your engagement and your views, and maybe a few paragraphs about yourself and what you do. At most, 3 paragraphs. No more than that. Send a compliment, and then be genuine. Don't just send someone a copy and paste type of email. Everyone knows the weird kind of like, hi, you know, and then there's like a weird different font for the next like paragraph. Just be real, man. Like, there's no loss in just fixing a part of your approach to make sure that you are ahead of the curve, because you need to be that detailed at the end of the day, because there are people like me specifically who are like that detailed. I mean, that's why I'm at where I am at, because I am thinking of these things specifically when I'm emailing people and trying to be the leg up. And that brings me into, after you have pitched somebody, and I mean, those are at most, I think, the best things that you can do, unless you know someone in person and you can really reach out and call them and make a real big connection and take them out to lunch and talk with them. I think those are the best things you can do. But after that, be patient, man. Learn to love the process. I think the process is like gonna be the best thing, like through life. There is no end game. There is no peak. There is no win. I mean, each thing that you do, of course, should be celebrated and acknowledged, but I think there's never going to be a certain point where you think that you've got your goal hit. So that's why I think that at this point, learn to love learning, learn to love growing, learn to love the process, and learn to love... my cat is doing way too much. Anyway, so just realize that, I mean, just you don't have to rely on a moment or anything, or you just really genuinely just have to realize that nothing changes when you reach where you want to be, and just know that that next moment is never going to fulfill you, but maybe at the end of the day, all you need to know is what's going to make you happy and what is at peace with yourself. And I think the biggest thing we need to realize as human beings is really not so much what things will fulfill us, but what part of ourselves can we fulfill within our own self. So think about this. Setbacks are real, so we have to accept failure, but not so much accept it as that that's what it is, but make a change. Realize what's necessary to do something that will propel you to that next step so that you're not going in circles and keep doing the same thing over and over again. And then also staying focused, making sure that whatever it is that is your goal, that if people are going out, if there's a situation where you need to be going to bed early, if you want to be whatever, eating well, like, don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be triggered and put in a position where you need to question or not trust yourself in. I mean, we all are human beings, and you have to know that if you go out, you're probably going to drink and make mistakes. If you go to a really great restaurant, you're probably going to eat things that you shouldn't eat. I mean, stay home if you're not going to be doing things right if you're out. It's really that simple, and a lot of people don't have a lot of that kind of control, but I think those are the things sometimes that we really need to hold on to sometimes if we really want to make something change in our life. Because that's the biggest thing that I had to do, was saying that if you have an event at 10 p.m., I'm probably not going to go to it because it's way too late for my being, and then nothing happens good after 10 p.m. out at night, at least if it's not a really fun concert or a free dinner, or I'm going to be back by maybe an hour and a half. So, like I said, just stay focused. Don't have FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. You are really genuinely not missing absolutely anything. And I promise that what you have to focus on is way more important than whatever anybody else is trying to make you do. Also, make sure your mindset is locked in. Make sure that you know for a fact, no matter what happens, no matter who says anything to you, no matter what anything, that you are absolutely locked into the fact that you are deserving of the outcome that you envision. These things really are going to help you with your patience and keeping your time filled with bettering your craft and being specific. Don't spread yourself too thin. I think sometimes we like to try to do so many things. I myself am trying to realize right now that I cannot do 12 things at once. I would like to do maybe 2 or 3 things, like the best I can do. I don't know if that's gonna work though, but we'll see how it happens. But yeah, so there's some really fun things that I'm working on right now. The next podcast is going to be a great one. It's going to be inspired by one of my favorite brands out there. It's going to be one of my first sponsored podcasts, but it's going to be a good one. It's not going to be cheesy or anything. I promise it's still going to be really great content, and you guys are going to really enjoy it, because I think it's such a fun time where we can do literally anything, and I just want to inspire people to brand themselves and to build something wonderful. We don't need to work for anybody other than ourselves at this day and age, and I am just excited about all the opportunities and all the avenues and all the creative things that we can genuinely trust ourselves with without having to check in with anybody else. And that's the coolest thing about what I do, is sometimes it kind of surprises me that people are actually, like, asking me to put together a concept for a big brand. And then when I'm on the phone telling them it, they're like, oh, this is amazing. It's like, what? This is crazy because this stuff is, like, so genuine to me, and I love it. And it makes me feel like I can trust myself each and every time so that, you know, it's only going to get better. And we just, and it wasn't always that I felt myself always trusting my thoughts, and people were always saying that it was great. Honestly, I just did it every time, and you just have to, like, trust that what you think is right and just go and learn through that experience and just tell people whatever you think. Like, it's not going to be the worst thing if no one likes it. It's not going to be the worst thing if you don't even know what you're even saying yourself. Like, just feel what you feel and feel it at the most and share it at the most. And whatever happens is what happens. And I'm just honestly, I'm such a believer in that very simple, weird, genuine, not even that crazy cryptic, like, concept. It's really that simple. Also, something very fun is I am doing an Apple talk, or I think today they call them Today at Apple. I'm doing a talk on positivity, which I'm so excited about. I've done 3 Apple talks so far, and every single one has been really fun. The 2 that I have done so far have been really fun. And I think I mean, obviously the other 2 were really just about iPhone photography, but this 3rd one is going to be about, like I said, positivity and affirmations. And I'm basically going to teach people about how I started, very, very briefly, and then also how I became a positive person and how positivity isn't necessarily about just being a happy person all the time. It's really just about choosing how you approach every situation in a really healthy manner. And it's not necessarily about, hey, this is a perfect situation and I'm just going to fake it through life. Like, no, embrace every negative situation and genuinely be in the moment where you are feeling it, processing it, and working through it. Don't just be a person who allows things to happen. That's really not anybody who should be living a proper life. Someone also asked me recently about their Instagram bio, and I basically said, here are a few tips I think about what the best bio would be. And I think the biggest thing is being specific. I don't even think I mentioned that I was going to talk about this, but I feel like I should talk about it now. But so these are a few tips specifically that will help you with your Instagram bio or any bio, really. I wouldn't say this is an about page on your website or anything. This is, like, literally if you have a very few amount of letters that you can use within something. So be specific. I would not necessarily appeal to everyone in the whole world. Be very specific about who the people you are looking for to appeal to. Also, who is your market? Like I said, be human. Don't, like, be so stiff or whatever. Like, maybe use emojis or use your own words. Like, have your own hashtag. Like, be fun and have a little fun thing. Have a fun fact. Like, maybe you like cats, maybe you like dogs, maybe you just hate cats, maybe you love dogs, like, maybe you're team dog or something. I don't know, just have something funny, because people love dogs. And just, I had, like, this funny thing where it showed me, like, the biggest thing that all my followers are fans of, and it said dog. So dogs are, like, really big. Also, like I said, be concise, be specific. Include a call to action. So maybe you have prints, maybe you have a website, maybe you have YouTube, maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have whatever it is other than this thing on Instagram or wherever this bio is being shown, where people can go to and learn way more about you and feel like this is more you than wherever they're looking at you on. So maybe include a call to action so that people can click and go to and be interested in, or maybe they need something from you or can get something from you. Like, maybe you've got the top 10 tips like I do for business or whatever, or for surreal editing. Have that in the bio. And then also, just like I said, be yourself. Be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, be human. And then, so the simplest thing I think is also, this kind of is a cool kind of mathematical equation. So who you are, and then plus what you offer, plus what thing you offer that can, like, really change, like, what is it that's going to, like, change people? What's the transformation, like, thing? And then also add that personality trait, and then also the call to action. So these plus plus things are going to equal a really great bio. So who you are, plus what you can offer, plus what transformation your offer can provide, and then also plus personality, plus call to action. And like I said, call to action is just maybe go to your website, download a PDF, go to your website, buy this, go, you know, whatever. Like, they just got to go somewhere and do something, basically. I think it'd be great if I changed my bio right about now. I think it's cool, like, I genuinely am a creative director. But I'm just feeling like I see that so much that I really don't even want that in my own bio. I feel like it's almost like a joke. Like, people are like, haha, creative director. Everyone's a creative director, but they're really not. But no, genuinely, like, these brands will hit me up and I have to put together entire pitch decks and visuals and concepts and pitch it to my video team. And then my video team can say that they can do, you know, a certain thing, and then once we get on the shoot, I'm really providing the direction. And I mean, granted, my video team is amazing and they do so many wonderful things alone that really benefit my vision, and I think they're such an asset to the many, many things that I do. But at the end of the day, I am the brains behind a lot, and not even just a lot, but every single one of the concepts behind every single one of my projects on my Instagram. So there's never a time when someone has created a concept for me, whether it's whatever. It's always either based on something or a product or an idea that someone's given me, but I've always kind of created and done it myself at the end of the day. So I am coming into actually a few projects coming up where, man, I'm just, it's kind of really crazy how it's happened. I think manifestations, I'm just really glad that this was a topic here, and manifesting has shifted my life. It's shifted everything that I thought I knew about existing. I was putting myself in a position of failure plenty of times just by not realizing that speaking on things, being a part of things, not really taking credit and accountability and responsibility for my life and my actions, is that really that's why I was in the place I was in. So never necessarily blame anyone or anything for your place, because that gives them the power to decide on your next move. So you guys, that is my podcast, and again, as always, I always appreciate your time, and you guys are so wonderful. I'm just so blessed to have such a great amount of people who always give me such wonderful feedback and who are always asking me to continue and provide and to just share my thoughts. And I am a proud believer of my thoughts. I'm not going to say I entirely am always thinking that I know everything. I think there's a great amount of humble pie that I must eat, but it does give me an amount of confidence each time to continue. So thank you all so, so very much. I'm looking forward to the next time I speak with you. Take care, and have a really, really great, wonderful day wherever you are. Bye-bye.